You're listening to a DM podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Healthy Hustlers podcast. I'm your host, Madeline Carafa. This is a podcast where we chat healthy habits and positive mindset to help you thrive. Today's episode, I'm so excited to welcome a fellow healthy hustler to share a healthy habit that is helping them thrive. If you have a healthy habit that you'd love to share on the podcast, you can do so by hitting me up on Instagram at Madeline Carafa.
Hello, healthy hustlers. My name is Chelsea. You can find me on Insta at thebusinessedit.co. I live in Bulleye in New South Wales. And my number one healthy habit that I cannot go a day without are my morning sunrise walks with a podcast in. It sets the tone for my day and I find myself so much more productive and calm throughout the day.
Thank you so much, Chelsea, for sharing that beautiful healthy habit. If you'd like to share your healthy habit, don't forget to hit me up on Instagram. Hello and welcome back to the Healthy Hustlers. Today we're talking about one of my favorite topics. Yes, we're talking about manifestation again. Honestly, anything that has manifestation or magic or spirituality, it just like lights me up. Like I get so excited talking about this stuff, but I feel like there's only a few people in my actual world that I can talk to. So I'm just so grateful to have you here that I can actually share this stuff in just such a, I don't know, authentic way. And I love hearing from you that, you know, you're actually applying this stuff and trialing this stuff and having fun with it in your own life. That's what this podcast is all about. It's about sharing, you know, what works and what helps us be better and do better and show up in a better energy. And so today I'm going to share two more manifestation hacks, or you could even call them tools if you like. But I feel like these are two that I've learned from beautiful women on my journey. The first one I'm going to share, I was reminded of recently, and it is actually a practice or a method from Gabby Bernstein, who I've spoken about a lot on this podcast and who has been a guest. So I'm going to dive into that one first, and then I'm going to take you through another little manifestation hack or ritual. One of the things I always want to get across and make clear that there is no right or wrong to any of this work. Do you know what I mean? Like, it is really about just having fun and experimenting and exploring and really finding out what feels good for you. I know in an up and coming episode I have with my beautiful friend Davina, we recorded the other day and we're talking a lot about journaling. And journaling personally for me, I love it, but it's in moments that I need it. It's not necessarily an everyday ritual, but I still understand and truly believe in, you know, the importance of it and how much it can truly help you. So I'm just kind of sharing that example because there's other people, you know, in self-development or in podcasts who would swear by journaling every single day. So there is no right or wrong in any of this. It's really just about taking bits and pieces and finding out what works for you and what resonates and what actually truly helps you step into the person you want to be, what helps you energetically, what helps you mentally and spiritually. Do what works for you, do what feels good for you, not what everyone else is doing. I won't lie, this teaching that I'm about to share with you, I actually completely forgot about, if I'm really honest. And it wasn't until over the Christmas holidays I've started to explore hypnotherapy. And hypnotherapy is something that I've wanted to do for a really long time, but I really felt like I needed to find the right person. And a beautiful family friend of mine, a really good friend of my uncle, who lives in my hometown where I grew up, her parents live on the street next to where my parents live. This really beautiful, wholesome story, but basically she's known me since I was a little kid. And she is a hypnotherapist. And over Christmas, my uncle was down and he was catching up with her and he said, oh, Andrea would really love to have a coffee with you. And I'm like, oh, that's so interesting. I've been thinking about her and I was actually going to see if she could have an appointment with me while I'm down here. So, you know, the stars aligned. I had an appointment, a very vulnerable, if I'm honest, appointment session with her where I shared some of my fears of what was holding me back and what I was feeling really nervous about this year. And we've been working on that together and it was so cool. And I'm going to share it in more depth. And if it's something that you're interested in, definitely let me know because I can dive into it with Andrea in a lot more detail. But after the session, it was like this beautiful meditative hour-long session. And after it, I kept doing the hypno recording. And I said to Andrea in our wrap up a few weeks later, I was like, wow, it's really worked. Like I feel just so different in my like energy and my approach. And she reminded me of the Gabby Bernstein teaching, which was the choose again method. And I said to her, oh my goodness, I've totally forgotten about that. It was in her book, Super Attractor. And I've actually read that book quite a few times. It's actually a book that I have by my bedside and I will often just grab it and like open a chapter and read wherever I open. But it is such a powerful little teaching, which is why I want to share it as a manifestation moment for today. But basically this concept or this teaching of the choose again method is it's very similar to, I guess, what I've shared on in a Happiness Hits episode and in one of the recent manifestation moment episodes, but it's really knowing that you can choose your thoughts again. So it is bringing awareness to a negative thought that does not currently serve you. In alignment with what we talk about on this podcast, let's just say that you have a negative thought about your self-image or the way you showed up in a day. You had a negative thought around like, I'm not capable of this, like, who do I think I am, blah, blah. The negative thoughts are running wild. Catching yourself in that moment and bringing awareness to the fact that that thought does not serve you. That thought is in the past. It is a negative belief that you are holding on to. It is not truth. It is bringing awareness to that, reminding yourself that that is not truth, and then choosing a positive and more empowering thought to focus on. That is the Choose Again method by Gabby Bernstein. So it's really bringing awareness and then knowing that you hold the power to choose a more positive thought that is going to serve you. So if you are just starting out, like if you're, you know, really trying hard to rebuild your, you know, self-identity or your belief in yourself, then reaching for like a super empowering thought might not feel achievable for you right now. But reaching for what feels good in that moment and then building on that over time. So that is something that I really want you to start practicing. And that is what Andrea has encouraged me to practice when, you know, this topic that we've been working on pops up for me and I have a, you know, that self-doubt pops in and that fear and I can't do this. Oh my goodness, am I actually capable of that? Bring awareness to it and then choose a new positive thought. It's basically choosing your affirmation, having a positive affirmation, having that positive inner dialogue with yourself and reminding yourself of what you are actually worthy of. It's a beautiful tool. It is one that you can use in so many aspects of your life. Let's see how much more positive self-talk and positive self-reflection you can start having. Okay, so let's dive into the next little manifestation hack I have. And I do want to start this one by saying that I've been getting a lot of messages recently, like since having my second kid. And I've been getting lots of beautiful messages around how like I've really got my sparkle back. And, you know, people will be like, oh, I can just see how lit up you are by your work again. And it's so nice hearing that. But I really have to give a huge shout out to my beautiful producer, Mandy, who does so much of this show. Honestly, she's like just a godsend. And That is why I have a lot of my sparkle back, because I have this beautiful team now supporting me and, you know, an amazing producer in Mandy who makes his show sound so polished, like literally so polished, especially when I've had a coffee and I'm like talking a million miles an hour. She makes it sound so polished and is also there with all the ideas and really just helping me figure out what is the best kind of content to be delivering to you guys. And the reason that I felt it was fitting to mention that in this particular episode is because I feel like this hack that I'm about to share is what has actually really helped me manifest having Mandy and a supportive team now in my business. So for so many years, I was doing this alone and it was really isolating at times, you know, and it was really all consuming and I was never consistent and I was late with episodes and I was constantly down on myself because I couldn't stay consistent. But the task at hand just seemed so huge and I would constantly be writing and praying and, you know, doing these voice messages and audio clips of manifestation hacks, and I would literally ask for a team. I would write that I need a supportive team. I need a team that aligns with me, that understands my vision, that truly supports me. And that's why I want to share this hack, because I believe that when you are really, truly ready to receive, like when you are ready to show up for your desire in the best possible energy that you need, the universe will deliver it. Have faith that these habits and hacks and rituals, if you're doing them and you're incorporating them to your life, they will become your reality, what you're calling in when you are most ready to receive it. We're talking about the concept of scripting. And what scripting actually does in, I guess, the realm or the world of manifestation. So imagine having the power to write your own story. I know in the self-development, self-improvement world, we're always hearing like, you know, be in the driver's seat and, you know, you're the author of your own story. But this concept of scripting actually gives you the power to literally do that. I first really came to understand this concept of scripting from Ange Simpson. She's a gratitude project on Instagram. She's been on the pod many times, a very good friend. She's huge on this concept of scripting. It's like one of her biggest kind of manifestation habits that she has formed, but it's also just a really big habit in, I guess, the self-improvement and manifestation world. It's not like, I don't think anyone fully owns it as far as I know, but it is really about, by putting pen to paper, bringing your desired outcomes from a mental realm, like from you actually thinking about them in your head, into the physical reality that you live in. I love this idea of scripting, and there's a few different ways that you can do it. And so I guess the first one is obviously putting pen to paper, no matter what that is. So you can do it by scripting what your perfect day looks like. So where you wake up, what you're wearing, getting crystal clear in the specifics of how you feel in your surroundings, in the smells, in what you're wearing, getting crystal clear on the detail with pen to paper on your perfect day. Or you can do it more of your ideal life, like what it is that is in your reality. So, but the key to this is getting so crystal clear on the details, like being very specific, what you wear, where you shop, like what you eat for breakfast, what your morning activity is, how you feel when you wake up. So really having fun with that and getting crystal clear. And then you can either read these scripts or this writing really regularly. I know a lot of people who are big on this scripting concept really love reading them before bed. So there's a lot of evidence and research to support the fact by what you consume before bedtime actually really helps your brain, really, I guess, to believe that. So you can either read these scripts either out loud or before bedtime and really affirm them, like really truly sit in the feeling of it and feel the emotions that are coming up. Like when you read this, really try to feel the emotions that are associated with your different desires. Like, is it joy? Is it happiness? Is it gratitude? Like, really allowing those positive energies to amplify during this little manifestation process of reading your script. The other way that you can do it, which I personally love and something that Ange taught me to do, was to voice record your scripting. So once you've written down your, you know, perfect day or your perfect life or your perfect situation, voice record it on the notes in your phone and then listen to it every single morning. So that is personally what I love to do. And in the past, I have scripted my perfect day, I guess. But what I did this year as part of one of my little New Year's rituals was I actually scripted down exactly how I want to feel and the beliefs I want to hold for this year, the beliefs that I hold about myself, and then I voice recorded them and I listen to that regularly. So then I like to put that into my ears and listen to it when I'm either like brushing my teeth or as soon as I wake up in the morning. And because it's my own voice, it's actually really helping me to believe that stuff, for that to become my truth. Scripting is just a really powerful tool to start to bring what you're visualizing, what you desire, into the physical world. Again, the manifestation journal entry I gave you, that's just really another form of scripting. It's reminding yourself daily of what it is you're working towards, what it is that you truly desire, what it is that you hold, and what you are so wildly capable of achieving. So I'd love you to give this concept of scripting a go. Have fun with it, you know, go and sit on the beach or, you know, somewhere beautiful in your home and just start to jot some points down. Really, you know, make romanticize this experience so that it feels super good and super empowering for you. If you're going to leave it on paper and just read it, then I would definitely look to keep this somewhere safe and somewhere where you can read it often. And if you're going to do the voice recording, which I highly, highly recommend, try to listen to it as often as possible so that it really does become your beliefs. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode. I hope you enjoyed those two manifestation hacks, and I cannot wait to be back in your ears. We have a very, very fun episode coming your way. As always, if you enjoy this episode, please don't forget to share it with a friend or family member. And of course, I'm always so grateful when you do take the time to leave a review. It truly helps this show get into the ears of new listeners. So thank you again for your support. Lots of love.